In South Africa, people are voting today, and the ruling African National Congress, which has dominated politics since apartheid ended, faces a new challenger in that vote. ANC defectors who accused the party of having lost its way formed a new party, the Congress of the People. But the three-month-old party known as COPE has some challenges of its own. NPR's Charlene Hunter-Galt tells us why, starting with its barely-known candidate for president.
The Congress of the People's presidential candidate, Mvumi Dandala, isn't a household name, but his supporters, like Saki Makozoma, a former top official of the ANC and now a COPE man, says he's the right man at the right time.
Every society needs to produce new political leaders, and they will come from the churches, they will come from community structures, they will come even from tribal politics. Those people who are not career politicians quite often make better politicians.
Dandala is a cleric who served as general secretary of the All Africa Conference of Churches based in Nairobi, Kenya. Earlier, he'd been bishop and a leader in the Methodist Church in South Africa. Dandala was an anti-apartheid activist, a community organizer, and carried out successful peace missions on the African continent. At COPE's final election rally over the weekend, he tried to draw a clear distinction between COPE leaders and the leaders of the ANC, including the ANC's presidential candidate, Jacob Zuma, who's had a long fight over corruption charges.
Leaders who will honor the rule of law.
COPE was formed after a divisive power struggle in the ruling African National Congress. It accuses the ANC of failing to achieve any of its promises to reduce violent crime, poverty, and AIDS in its 15 years in power. But its main message is that the ANC has made a poor choice in putting forward Jacob Zuma as its presidential candidate. Although acquitted, Zuma faced rape charges and also corruption charges, finally dropped just before the election, says Makozoma.
We had to look around and find somebody who has an impeccable moral record.
Archbishop Emeritus and Nobel laureate Desmond Tutu says Zuma is unfit to be president. Dandala, however, holds his opponent in high regard.
He is a person of great intelligence. He's a person of great wisdom. There's no question about those things.
But Dandala follows COPE's line in questioning Zuma's fitness for office, given his past legal entanglements.
It is unfortunate when there are very crucial issues, issues relating to corruption and so on, that are being asked for a person not to stop and clear those first.
If the ANC can't be defeated, then COPE and South Africa's other opposition parties seek to cut into its powerful two-thirds majority in parliament. Some believe COPE's real opportunity is in a 2014 election after it's had an opportunity to build broader support. But Dandala is both hopeful and realistic. He says COPE is here to stay and will be a key player in government whatever happens. But for now, he says,
I think I would make a good president simply because of my absolute passion to see democracy restored back to the people.
Charlene Hunter-Galt, NPR News, Johannesburg.